Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Richard Justice joining us right now on Sports Radio 610. All right, Richie, so if you're the Houston Astros, if you're Jake Mariznick, which teammate do you pick to go into a street fight with, like the one that didn't take place last night? But which Astro would you pick if the thing had turned into a Donnybrook to have on your side?
I think I would go with Altuve. I think he is way tougher than people think. And I've seen that look in his eye when he wants somebody. I mean, I guess the guy I would really pick is Nolan Ryan. But he might not be on the road with the team, but he's a guy you want to be in a foxhole with,
yeah.
Maybe more than anybody I've ever known.
Hey, let's not forget the Mike Hampton sprint to right field when Spires got attacked in Milwaukee.
Yeah. That's another one. Mike Hampton. Yeah. Those are good ones. You know, I think what bothered A.J. Hinch about that last night was they knew he was going to get hit. But he goes down and away twice. So you have a guy leaning, and then you throw up and in. You want to hit a guy in the butt, you want to hit him in the leg, no problem. But you got to be really careful about throwing up at a guy's toward a guy's head. You know, and I understand they were going to do it. We all, those of us who know Jake know it was a split-second thing. He didn't mean to hurt the guy, but it was a brutal-looking collision. Ironically, the irony of it is a couple of years ago, one of the real disputes in the Astros front office was about that player, John Lucroy, that A.J. Hinch and some guys down on the field really wanted him as part of the Astros, and Jeff Luhnow wasn't able to complete a deal.
Richard, I said in the first segment that because of what you just said, the nature of that pitch going so high, that was kind of a dangerous situation, and A.J.'s attitude toward what happened afterwards just indicates to me that Gerrit Cole's going to plunk somebody in the butt tonight, and everybody yeah. will get warnings, and they'll move on. Agree or disagree?
Right.
I'm we'll okay see. With it, too, if he does it.
Yeah, I don't know. Now you're really escalating it because they had their shot. I'll say this. I'm a little bit surprised they hit him because remember when the Rangers got into it with Jose Bautista a couple of years ago? They waited until the last game to get him because, as Jeff Bannister said later, they really liked the idea of him wondering when it was coming. So sometimes the fear of, or, you know, the discomfort of knowing you're going to get hit is just as effective as actually getting hit. But, that's part of it. You know, and sometimes I think if you, and AJ mentioned this too, if you don't regulate any of this stuff, it takes care of itself. But it is really dangerous.
Do you expect Ramirez to get suspended, Richie?
No. I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Throwing up an end like that, he could. But, you know, I just never know. There's no right answer for that. Joe Torre's in charge of that. You know, he's seen everything there can be in the game. I really thought Jake might not get suspended as bad as it was because if you look at it, I mean, there was a collision, but he didn't mean a head-to-head collision. That's not what he was going for. He's got 0.001 seconds to find home plate, and he happened to go the wrong way.
Yeah, if they really want to escalate, they can go after Trout tonight. Kidding.
Yeah,
kidding.
Not a proportional response.
No, but that's what I was going to ask you, Rich, was about the Mariznick suspension. You don't think two games, you think it was too much?
No, I trust Joe Torre on that.
Oh, okay.
And he saw what he saw, and you know, but I know Jake, and I know he didn't mean, it was not a dirty play, but it was maybe other than the Buster Posey play where he broke his ankle, it was about the ugliest looking play at home plate I've ever seen.
Richard Justice joining us on Sports Radio 610. All right, let's shift gears, Richie, because the Astros got to start winning some baseball games here. And you have a piece up on MLB.com today. Really good piece. Matching seven contenders with trade deadline targets. And the very first one you have is going to make my co-host here very excited because it's the Houston Astros being matched up with, or your suggestion is Madison Bumgarner. Let me ask you this, Richard. How important, as Jeff Luhnow searches the market for starting pitching help, how important is having some degree of team control beyond 2019 in his assessment of this?
No, I think his first concern is to get a guy that can help him win in 2019. I think he's actually trying to do two deals. I think he's trying to do a deal today, tomorrow, just to get a body in there, because they are out of bodies in terms of starting pitchers. So maybe a lower-level guy. Andrew Cashner, who went to the Red Sox, was a guy that made some sense. And then you start shopping for the high-end guys, the Robbie Rays, the Madison Bumgarners, the Matthew Boyds, Mike Miners, those guys. But I think they feel like they really need somebody right now. I mean, they're going to win the American League West. I'm pretty sure of that. But their pitching is in a dire strait. The ERA for the fourth and fifth starters is way above six, headed towards seven.
Who do you fear the most in the likely playoff field they'll face? And does that factor in? And if so, how much in terms of who they go after, the matchup with who they might face in a best-of-seven series?
I think the way they look at it is they're going to face them all. And I think the Yankees, I think they look at the Yankees as probably the best team. You know, if you get in there against Cleveland, and Cleveland doesn't trade Trevor Bauer, and I think they're probably going to trade Trevor Bauer, but if you get in there with them and Corey Kluber's back, I mean, that's a world-class rotation. So the matchup game is just who pitches better on day X. The Astros are good enough to win, but if you go back and look at 2017, how did they do it? Bregman homers off Saylor. We're heading to a game, deciding game five in the first round, two elimination games at home to get to the World Series, and then two of the craziest World Series games ever. I mean, the difference between the Dodgers and the Astros was not even a paper cut. It was so little. And so it comes down to a coin flip, but you know, you want to be in the best position you can, and the Astros are not in that position right now.
Richard Justice joining us on Sports Radio 610. So, Richard, I want to go back here to Bumgarner and the Astros for a second.
Yeah.
Bumgarner, and for those, just to repeat, Richard has a piece up on MLB.com where he suggests Bumgarner for the Astros as a trade deadline target. Bumgarner has a limited no-trade clause in which he has done something that I think is a genius move. He's used his eight teams, essentially, that he can dictate terms of as to whether or not he gets traded to them. It's eight contenders, essentially, is what he's done. How do you think that plays itself out over the next couple weeks with Bumgarner? Do you think he seeks an extension out of this? What? Just looking in your crystal ball, how does this whole limited no-trade clause factor in?
Yeah, everything is negotiable on that. I mean, that was just part of his negotiating. Yeah, another year on the contract, something like that. A promise not to offer arbitration. There's a million different ways you can settle that. The larger problem than that, I mean, he would welcome coming to Houston. I mean, I know that. The problem is the Giants keep winning. You know, and a lot of these teams, the Rangers, the Indians, are you in or are you out? Your playoff chances are not that great. But the Giants are 10-2 this month. They're scoring eight runs a game. They're 24-15 the last 2 months. And so while your plan had been to trade Bumgarner, to trade your reliever, Will Smith, do you sell every seat? You got a Hall of Fame manager who's going out this year. Do you want to curl up in a fetal position or do you want to keep going? Even if you know your chances are slim, do you want to play it to the end? The same thing with the Rangers. They're going into a new ballpark next year. If they trade Mike Minor or Lance Lynn, their fans are going to be justifiably ticked, even though you can look at it and say you've got a very slim chance when you look at the landscape of the American League. So that's who's in, who's out. That's the most fascinating part of this, because you have 20 teams that the standings say you're still in, but we know 20 are not in.
Right. Richard, real quick, we got about a minute, but I wanted to ask you if the expectations for the internal pitching depth in this organization need to be tempered a little bit. I know injuries have been a factor, but there've been, you know, it's pretty clear that if they're looking for a solution to what they're lacking in their starting rotation, it's not going to come from within.
You're right. And they thought by this point, Corbin Martin and or Forrest Whitley would be in the rotation. Martin's gone for the year, and I guess Whitley's gone for the year. You know, he's having what Jeff Luhnow calls a reset. And those are your two guys. You know, J.B. Bukauskas in Double A, Bukauskas in Double A. He was another guy that looked really good. I haven't gotten anything. And I think they thought Framber Valdez would be better. They have just, it couldn't be more disappointing. And you know the way Jeff Luhnow analyzes everything, they're going to be going back and looking at injury prevention, development, all those things. It's why Dallas Keuchel's not an Astro, because they thought they had better options.
It's Richard Justice. Go find him at MLB.com and on Twitter at Richard Justice. Richie, great stuff as always. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Richard. Richard Justice joining us on the program. One of the best.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.